To you, a man that has dedicated his life to country music. Make welcome, if you will, the one and only Merle Haggard.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. Head up and be proud of who I am. But they won't let my secret go. On every road, there's always one more city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
Good morning, friends and listeners, away back with Johnny. This here's your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 3 hours, I'd like to invite y'all in to this, the first Sunday in April, as we pay tribute to the Hag of country music, as he was always known, the mighty Merle Haggard. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane as Merle sings us back home. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Sing me back home with a song I used to hear. In my next life, I want to be your hero. Something better than I turned out to be.
I blew down in the river, but the old Kern River's dry.
His rocky road to stardom took him from a boxcar to the Hall of Fame, with stops at the Big House and the White House. And he did it all without compromise.
Hello, friends and listeners. This here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And before we start today's show, I would like to dedicate this program, before we begin the show today, to many fans of Merle Haggard, as well as to my beloved Mama Dawn, who has always tried. And Mama, you're still trying to this day, and we love you very much. And also to my late father, Papa Willoughby, who was the inspiration for my roots running deep. With that, I'd also like to dedicate it to my stepfather, Big Daddy Al, who is a good friend of mine and a true father figure to me. With that, let's pay tribute to the mighty Merle Haggard on today's program. With this will also be in dedication to the memory of Merle Ronald Haggard, born April 6, 1937, sadly passing away April 6, 2016.
A blacktop 7 miles down by the old country school I went to as a child. 3 miles down a gravel road I could see a proud old home, a tribute to a way of life that's almost come and gone. The roots of my raising run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need. And hope comes no matter how far down I sink. The roots of my raising run deep. I pulled up in the driveway. Oh, it sure was good to be there. And through the open door I could see that Dad was asleep in his favorite chair. In his hand was a picture of Mom, and I remembered how close they were. So I just turned away, didn't want to wake him and spoil his dreams of her. A Christian mom who had the strength for life the way she did. Then to pull that apron off and do the Charleston for us kids. Dad, a quiet man whose gentle voice was seldom heard, who could borrow money at the bank simply on his word. The roots of my raising run deep. I've come back for the strength that I need. And hope comes no matter how far down I sink.
The roots of my raisin run deep. The roots of my raisin run deep.
I have missed my father many times.
My dad worked 10 hours a day. He'd work those kind of hours, and then he'd come home and have his evening meal. And he'd say, "Mom, you sit down, let me do the dishes," you know. And I thought, since I've been alive, I don't ever remember seeing a man do that for his wife. That's the kind of guy he was.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way back with Johnny. I'm your host with the most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. I'd like to invite y'all into the next program of Way Back with Johnny here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios station in Cornwall, Ontario, where this program is recorded weekly. Also, we are coming to you via CFRC 101.9 FM, www.osherox.com, and also all points in between, including your smart speakers like Alexa. With that mentioned, I would like to invite y'all into the next 3 hours here today as we celebrate the music and memories of one of the most influential icons in all country music history, with that being the man who we know today as the Mighty Hag of country music, yes, Merle Haggard. Now, Merle was born April 6, 1937 in Oildale, California, and led quite the life before he turned 21. When he sang he turned 21 in prison, well, that was not a lie. He was pardoned by the late President Ronald Reagan on March 14, 1972. Today is remembered for such classics as Okie from Muskogee, Mama Tried, The Fugitive, and so many more, and also his many prison-inspired songs as well. With that, I would like to honor him today and invite y'all to this tribute to a true country music hero. I would also like to mention that Merle Haggard ironically passed away on his birthday, April 6th of 2016. Just weeks before I was to join the program here and start this program. With that mentioned, it has always been an interest of mine to do a proper 3-hour tribute to the Mighty Hag of country music. With that, this show has been long in the making and a long time dream of mine. Now, as mentioned, he also passed away this date, April 6, 2016, and he was all of 79 years of age. With that, I would like to open up today's program with none other than another dear friend of Merle's, George Jones, and a song simply titled "Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes." Then we'll follow with another classic by Merle Haggard himself and one of his most iconic songs of all his career. That, of course, was Okie from Muskogee. With that, I would like to say good day to everybody listening in on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.osherox.com. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without them. All your radio heroes, like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dreams. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger, a man in black and Folsom prison blue. The Okie from Muskogee, or hello, darling. Lord, I wonder who's gonna fill their shoes.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the Opry and the Wabash Cannonball? Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder
who's gonna fill their shoes.
God bless the boys from Memphis, blue suede shoes and Elvis. Much too soon he left this world in tears. They tore up the 50s, old Jerry Lee and Charlie, and Gold Cat Gold still echoes through the years. You know, the heart of country music still beats in Luke the Drifter. You can tell it
When he sang, I saw the light. Old Marty Hank and Lefty, why, I can feel them right here with me on this silver eagle rolling through the night.
Who's gonna fill their shoes? Who's gonna stand that tall?
Who's gonna play the opera and the
Wabash Cannonball?
Who's gonna give their heart and soul to get to me and you? Lord, I wonder,
who's gonna fill their shoes?
Yes, I wonder, who's gonna fill their shoes?
Make welcome, if you will, from Bakersfield, California, the one and only Merle Haggard.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching woo. We don't let our hair go long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
An Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the courthouse,
and white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
Leather boots are still in style for manly footwear. Beads and Roman sandals won't be seen. And football's still the roughest thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean.
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball.
We still wave old glory down at the
white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
And white lightning's still the biggest thrill of all.
In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
Well, yes, friends, following that classic by Merle Haggard of Okie from Muskogee, we are back. And I would like to welcome you all back into the program this morning. And I would like to send out some very special dedications to start the program, as we usually do, to some dear friends and family. First of all, for Mama Dawn, it's going to be a song that truly says it like it is, Mama Tried. With that, it's going to be Merle Haggard in his all-time classic titled Mama Tried. And yes, Mama, you're still trying to this day, and we still love you. Then we'll follow with a song going out in loving memory of my late soulmate and best friend, Miss Velma LaPointe, also known as Miss Jenny. Now, Miss Jenny asked me to remember her by none other than a classic that Lefty Frizzell recorded many years ago titled Waltz of the Angels. So this one is going out to my dear late Velma. Then I would like to send a song out to my dear friend and the mayor of Verona, Ontario, as we often call him, Willie LaPointe, the brother of Velma. And it'll be a song by another early influence of Merle Haggard's, the legendary Tommy Collins. And it'll be a gospel-inspired song called A Man We All Ought to Know. With that, I would like to say good morning to everybody listening in over CFR C119 FM, and happy week to everybody else.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried, mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
Love sweet and true, and the waltz of the angels, the moonlight and you. There must be a man.
one mourn a Virgin Mary, the only one ever born so. He was planned and God said to call him Jesus, a man we all ought to know. He roamed the countryside and talked with sinners, with words he made suffering ones whole. Such a man is he, our greatest teacher, and a man we all ought to know. Though a king, he walked with common people. Their need of a new life he showed. All true are the words of our Savior, a man we all ought to know. If we doubt the power of the gospel and our hearts are heavy with woe, we can take our troubles to Jesus, a man we all ought to know. He roamed the countryside and talked with sinners, with words he made suffering ones whole. Such a man is he, our greatest teacher, and a man we all ought to know.
You're just like any chord on an old flat-top guitar.
Hello, friends. This is Darnell Miller. You're listening to Johnny Woodlock. And way back, he'd listen to him because he's doing a lot for traditional country music.
Stop wearing out the hinges on.
And yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classics. Now, as we welcome y'all back into the Way Back with Johnny show, I would like to salute the great valley we call the mighty Ottawa. With that shared, the inspiration of Merle Haggard's music was even felt way up here in Canada, especially with the valley legends. With that mentioned, I would like to put out a song for my dear friends and radio family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky in Eganfeld today. For them, it's going to be a classic off a record that Uncle Ray gave me some years ago by Ron McMahon, the Silver Fox of the Ottawa Valley, and he's going to be doing his classic version of Somebody Told My Story in a Song. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my dear radio friends and mentor, Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Iron Prior, Ontario. It'll be a song by Ronnie Prophet. He was forever known for doing different covers of songs, and it's going to be Back in Love by Monday. Now, just a reminder that Vic has a great program every Sunday evening from 7 to 10 over Valley Heritage Radio in Ottawa in the Renfrew County. And then we'll wrap up with another all-time classic, Haggard song, as performed live here by Tom Wilson, our dear friend from Brockville. It'll be Tom's live version of Working Man Blues. With that, I would like to say good day to everybody out there in the valley listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Played a brand new record on the jukebox, and I scarcely could believe the song I heard. It told of how you left me for another. I played a brand new record on the jukebox. I scarcely could believe the song I heard. It told of
send me home. Someone told my story in a song.
Johnston to keep the kids a day or two. Take the early flight to Florida just the way we used to do. Have room service, bring us breakfast, make love all through the day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we could go our separate way. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together, say things we used to say. If we're not back in love by Monday, we could go our separate ways. We could find that little cafe with the funny sounding name. Get the table by the window, I'll say I love you once again. If the violin player's still there, we'll dance until the break of day. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can go our separate way. If we're not back in love by Monday, we can't say we didn't try. But before we bury our love, let's make sure we've let it die. Sleep a few more nights together, say the things we used to say. Separate ways.
bit of these working man blues. Kids and a wife. I've been a working man dang near all my life. I get working on Monday morning. I'm right back with the crew. I drink my beer at the Legion and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Sometimes I think about quitting, do a little running around, throw my bills out the window, take a train to another town. But I'll be working on Monday morning. I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer in the evening and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, hey, hey, the working man, a working man like me, never been on welfare, and that's the one place I won't be, because I'll be working. I gotta get my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drink a little beer in the evening, sing a little bit of these working man blues. Ah, here's a band. Working man like me ain't never been on welfare, and that's the one place I won't be. I'll be working. I got my kids a brand new pair of shoes. I drink a little beer in the evening and sing a little bit of these working man blues. I play, boy. Working man like me, never been on welfare, and that's the one place I won't be. But I'll be working on Monday morning. I'm right back with the crew. I drink a little beer in the evening and sing a little bit of these working man blues. Wow, this one's for the working man.
I was born beside that river, that mighty river, that rolling river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Wayback. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the program this morning on this, our tribute to Merle Haggard, the great hag of country music. Well, with that mentioned, this next guest of honor I'd like to welcome to the Way Back with Johnny show here today is she was the third wife of the legendary Merle Haggard, having been married from 1978 to 1983 to the man we are remembering today. With that connection to Merle Haggard, it's a true honor to welcome a dear friend of mine who I have formed a friendship with over the years. That is Miss Leona Williams, who also wrote one of Hag's greatest ballads titled Someday When Things Are Good. With that, I would like to welcome Miss Leona to our program today. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic duet that was a top 10 hit for Leona and Merle back in 1978, titled The Bull and the Beaver. With that, I'd like to welcome you all in, and here now is my dear friend and a true friend of the show, Miss Leona Williams.
How are you, Johnny?
Very good, very good. So how's life treating you these days?
Well, just really good. I've been here in Missouri the last couple days, but before that I was in Tennessee.
Oh, yes.
With my other part of my family down there. So I've just been having fun, enjoying myself, because we worked hard last year. It was gone a lot. Been just kind of catching up with everybody.
And I understand you also have a new album out.
I do. They put out a new CD on me. It's 24 songs on the CD of duets that I've done with different singers.
Yes.
In the music.
Including work with Merle Haggard, but also I see on this Mac Wiseman.
Mac Wiseman, yes. You know, just
Jimmy Martin.
Several people on there.
Yeah, sure.
Jimmy Martin. I love bluegrass music, so I got to sing with some of my favorites there.
Well, that's amazing. What do you remember about working with Mac?
Oh, gosh. Ron and I used to go over to his house all the time. He'd have special private parties at Mac's house there.
Oh, yes.
We'd go over there and sing. Sometimes Bill Anderson would be there.
Oh, nice.
You know, different singers. There, but it was real fun, and I've worked a lot of shows with him. He was always special, always nice, and just a great person.
Well, we sure do miss him. I know this year he turns 100, and he would have turned 100 rather in May, but yes.
Yeah.
So that's
cool. I was just saying, I was thinking about him the other day, how we always went over to his house time of year, and, you know, and got to sit there, and he'd sit there and listen to us last year or so of his life, you know.
I see.
We had a lot of fun, a lot of good memories about Mac, and also Jimmy Martin. I got a kick out of doing a duet with him.
Yes.
You know.
What was he like? Right. I've heard different people's opinions on Jimmy over the years.
With me, he was the finest person ever was. I went down and sang a duet with him, and it was just wonderful.
Amazing.
He treated me really good. We did that old song, If Teardrops Were Pennies.
So let's go into, how did you get into music?
Well, I was around music basically my whole lifetime, because my dad was a great fiddle player in Missouri, in a little town called Vienna, Missouri. And then my brothers was playing fiddle. We just came up from there was 12 of us kids, and almost all of them played fiddle or guitar or something, you know. And my mom, she could play piano, she could play clawhammer style banjo.
Oh, yes.
Grew up in music. And anyways, when I was 15 years old, I had my own radio show in Jefferson City, Missouri, called Leona Sings. And I did that for a while, and then I moved into a different deal. I went to beauty college, you know, and did that for a while. And we got to meet the Wilburn Brothers and Loretta Lynn one time. So later on, we were pretty good friends with them and with Loretta and stuff. And so we booked some fair dates. And my kids' dad, Ron Sr., we played behind her and booked some fair dates. And we was the band, and she was so sweet to us. She said, if I ever make it, I'm going to help you kids.
Exactly.
And later on at the beauty shop, she called me. She said, I'm starting my own band. She said, I want you to move to Nashville. I'll have you a house and all that stuff, you know.
Amazing.
Real sweet. So we moved down there and worked with Loretta about a year.
Is that right? Yes.
On the road.
Yes. Did you ever record with her?
No, I never did get to record with her, but she did record a song we'd written, you know. It's on her Don't Come Home and Drinking album.
Okay.
But it's called Get What You Got and Go.
Oh, yes, yes.
Anyways, we had written that and stuff, and Loretta was a wonderful, wonderful person to us, you know, and stuff. And then I got a record deal, and the rest is history.
Share with us, we're doing a tribute today to Merle Haggard. You were his third wife. What do you remember about first meeting Merle, if I may ask that?
Well, you know, I was on RCA Records at that time.
Yes.
And I just had got with them. And so anyway, he was in town, and Ronnie Reno, who was working with Merle for a long time there, Ronnie lived real close to me in Hendersonville, Tennessee, and he was a good friend and everything. And he said, Merle's the biggest fan of yours. He loved my record Once More.
Okay.
And he loved Yes, Ma'am, you know, and stuff.
Yes.
And I'd also just had a top 10 song I'd written, Connie Smith. And so, anyways, Merle was just a big fan. He wanted to meet me, you know. So Ronnie called me, and he said, we're having dinner down here at a place called Ireland's down here in Nashville. Could you come down here? So I said, okay. So anyway, I went down there and met him and everything. And Merle was actually recording a Train album at that time.
Okay.
And so at that Train album of his. And so anyway, he and Ronnie rode with me from the restaurant over to the recording studio. And when we got over there, Merle said, stay in here with me. I need some confidence. And I thought, oh my God, good as you sang. You know.
Exactly.
You don't need
for
confidence,
sure.
But I guess everybody does. So anyway, he recorded that song, Where Have All the Hobos Gone? And so anyway, it's on that album, you know, but he said, stand up here and sing with me. So I did. I sang with him. That's the first time I sang with him. Anyway, mm-hmm. Then later he kept calling, wanting me to work on the road with him and with their show and sang some harmonies and open the show for him. So I opened the show for Merle for quite a while, and then I'd stand back there and sing some harmony or sit down and play guitar with him, you know, whatever. I was with Merle almost 9 years.
Yes,
you know?
I see. Yes.
But we weren't married that long.
No.
We were married 6 years or something like that. I never did really figure it out, but it's around 6 years we were married.
Yes, I see.
Right. And Merle was a talented person, you know.
He sure was, yes, as you are as well, and your son, Ron, yes.
Well,
yes.
Thank you. That Ronnie's a good singer.
That's for
really
sure.
Enjoy working with him.
And it's good to see that he's keeping real country music alive in today's world.
Last year, we were in all kinds of different places. We were in Montana. We were in Canada. Yeah, we were in Nova Scotia. We did a show up there. And we were in, oh golly, all over West Virginia and down south, you know, we were in down in Louisiana and Mississippi and stuff like that.
Anyways,
we just do what we love, and if they call us, I don't have an agent.
Oh, okay.
I just take what comes, and I've been lucky.
So tell us about your song that you got to record with Merle called The Bull and the Beaver, if you would.
Okay, I'll tell you about that.
Yeah, it's a great song, by the way.
How that come along. Merle and I told Merle one time in his bus, and we were driving down the road, and we were actually going to Gatlinburg just to get away from Nashville, the music for a minute, and go have, you know, some fun down there and see Gatlinburg. So anyway, I told him I'd like to have a CB radio.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, what would your handle be? And I said, well, hadn't thought of that. He said, how about the Beaver from Missouri? And I said, okay, that sounds good. And I said, well, what would yours be? And about that time I looked up, there's a big sign that said, Bull of the Woods Chewing Tobacco. You could be the Bull of the Woods then, you know. So we started laughing. I started writing this silly song and wound up. We never did get to Gatlinburg. We turned around and came back to Nashville and recorded it, put it out. It was a top 10 record for us.
Yes, it sure was, and one of your best remembered for sure, yes. You wrote a song for him that was one of his biggest hits, Someday When Things Are Good. How did this one come about, if I may ask that?
I don't know. You person's always looking for, you know, it seems like if something strikes you, write a song about it a lot of times, you know. And but I wrote Someday When Things Are Good, and it was the number one record for Merle. Before he recorded, I had an album called Someday When Things Are Good, myself, and then he recorded, of course, with his wonderful voice and his record company working for him. He had a number one record of that, and then later on, wrote another one called You Take Me for Granted.
Yes.
That was a number one for him, and you know, I was awful proud of those, I'll tell you, and what
for
a good singer he was. I've recorded those both myself. I have, you know, both of those on some of my records.
Yes, you did.
Albums,
yes.
Whatever. Yeah.
Looking at, what is your thoughts on how Merle is remembered in today's world? I know the opera and everything are turning 100, but what is your thoughts on his remembrance or how the fans remember him?
Well, he had, and still does, he had so many fans and still does. You know, those people out there, you know, or they'd still like to hear a new Merle Haggard record, but they can't.
Oh, we all would, but
yes. We'd all like to hear some more Merle, but I'm just proud to know that I got to do a duet album with Merle called Heart to Heart, and anyways, I got to sing on, like, Big City and Ramblin' Fever and a whole bunch of different records of his I sang on, and proud to be a part of it. But also, Merle had a wife named Bonnie.
Yes.
That was a sweet lady, and she sang on all of his records in the beginning, you know, Swinging Doors and different ones, you know, doing harmonies. And also, Glenn Campbell sang harmony on a lot of Merle's records back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronnie Reno sang on some of them. You know, he was just a lot of people reached out to help him or to whatever he might need, because everybody loved Merle, for sure.
Yes.
And I'm proud to say I got to know Merle's mother. She was precious. Miss Flossie was a wonderful lady. She's kind of like my mom. Matter of fact, we got to have our moms together several times, and it's real special to look back on that. Mm-hmm. And his sister Lillian was friends and with us, and sweet family lady, and had a brother named Lowell. We were all close, and I'm still, Merle's got lots of kids, but I'm close with Marty Haggard. Yeah. And you know what's so good is once in a while we're booked on a show where Ron, my son Ron, and then Marty, I call Marty my bonus son, and the three of us sing, like, Sing Me Back Home or stuff like that together.
Oh, nice.
And I've seen the audience just have tears in their eyes, you know, they're like so happy.
For sure.
I have to tell
you,
it's really good, too. I hate to brag, but it's really good. My boys sang it, you know.
Yes.
It's a wonderful thing.
Wrap it up there, but I want to thank you once again for being on the show, and thank you for everything. God bless you. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You've got the bull of the woods.
You've got the beaver from Missouri.
We can't get nothing done on this CB. You've got the bull of the woods.
You've got the beaver from Missouri.
We ought to get together, you and me.
If you'll give me your 10-20, I'll be glad to give you mine. And I'll put this 18-wheeler on the side.
Well, it won't be hard to find you. Babe, I'm right behind you. Just put them air brakes on and let her slide. You've got the bull of the woods.
You've got the beaver from Missouri.
Yeah, but we can't get nothing done on the CP. You've got the bull of the woods.
You've got the beaver from Missouri.
Yeah, and we ought to get together, you and me. Running buddy, let your partner sleep a while. 10-4, come back, I'm waiting on your call.
Hey, you sound like a keeper, and know I've got an empty sleeper with sexy lights and mirrors on the wall.
Well, I'm a bull of the woods,
and I'm the beaver from Missouri,
but can't get nothing done on this CB. I'm the bull of the woods. We gotta get together, you and me. Yeah, we're gonna get together, you and me.
You better get ready, baby. I'm pulling in behind you.
Well, I've got the air brakes on and the lights turned on and I'm turned on.
But the only thing left to do is just start grazing.
I'm the bull of the woods.
And I'm the beaver from Missouri.
We ought to get together, you and me.
Howdy friends and listeners, Johnny Woodlock here, and I'd like to tell y'all about the Gallup Canal Bluegrass Festival 2025, located in Iroquois, Ontario, and happening from June 11th to the 14th, with some of the best musicians in bluegrass music, including but not limited to Virginia's Nothing Fancy, as well as New England's Rock Hearts, and also featuring some of Canada's top musicians, including Nova Scotia's Ray Legere and the Bluegrass Diamonds. Tickets cost $120 in advance till June 1st, with day passes available at the gate. Learn more by visiting gallupcanalbluegrass.ca or calling Barb at 613-543-3114. See you there, friends.
Any bluegrass in heaven. Don't let Smoky Mountain smoking in your eyes. Oh Lord, have mercy on this weary soul of mine.
Yes, friends, following that interview with our dear friend Leona Williams, we're back, and it's once again that time to salute the segment we have always called the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now, friends, that the vinyl vault door is wide open, I would like to salute a recording that was borrowed from the archives of YouTube. With that mentioned, it will be the first song that Merle Haggard ever recorded way back in 1962. With that, this was also written by fellow Bakersfield musician Wynn Stewart, and it will be the original version of Sing Me a Sad Song, which, as y'all know, today was Merle's first release in 1962, after just coming out of prison. With that, here's this all-time classic. Now turn up the volume for a real gem. Welcome in, friends.
Sing me a song, sadness, and sing it as blue as I feel. If a tear should appear, it's because she's not here. Sing a sad song and sing it for me. She's unhappy with me. She told me so. I'm unhappy without her, and I still love her so. Oh, sing me a song, a sadness, pretend it's the end of the world. Sing it sweet and sing it low, and then I'll have to go. Sing a sad song and sing it for me. Sing it low, and then I'll have to go. Sing a sad song and sing it for me.
Yes, friends, once again, we're at the end of the first hour here at the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC and also www.osherrocks.com. As we play us out of the first hour and into the second hour today, I like to pay tribute to two songs that truly speak about the days we live in now. The Bible mentions about Matthew 24. With that, I would like to play a song by the man in black, Johnny Cash, and called Matthew 24 is Knocking at the Door. Then we'll follow with sending us into the very top of the second hour here this morning with Merle Haggard once again, and a song he wrote titled Jesus Take a Hold. With that, I hope you all enjoy these gospel-inspired songs. Now, morning everybody out there listening in, and also welcome into the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this great channel.
I heard on the radio there's rumors of war, people getting ready for battle, and there may be just one more. I heard about an earthquake and the toll it took away. These are the signs of the times we're in today. One day more could be the last. the great bear from the northland has risen from his sleep, and the army ranks in red are near 200 million deep. The young and old now prophesy a coming prince of peace. And last night I dreamed of lightning in the east. Matthew 24 is knocking at the door, and there can't be too much more to come to pass.
Like the ancient Roman Empire, this world is doomed to fall. And it's much too big a thing for mortal man. Just take a look around and see the writing on the wall. Somehow you've got to find a helping hand. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And people scorn the things our leaders do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. The mighty roar of gunfire is now a local sound. And our city streets are filled with angry men. Laws now mockery throughout our troubled land. And destruction seems to be the current trend. This world has never been in the awful shape it's in. And our leaders seem in doubt what to do. It's time a prayer was spoken from the heart of every man. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. Jesus, take a hold and lead us through.
Yes, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock. On the way back, stay tuned for some real country music.
And if it felt the way you do, I'd go back where I belong.
Now, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed those classic gospel favorites. And as we welcome y'all into the other side of the second hour here this morning, depending on where you're listening, it is 9 o'clock here in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and also Cornwall, Ontario. And we are still coming to you, as we usually do, via Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, where this is recorded weekly, but it is also being carried over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, and also heard over our internet radio home at www.osherrocks.com, where we are heard throughout the week. With that mentioned, I would like to invite y'all into the second hour here this morning, and remember a double feature of one of the leading ladies in the Merle Haggard story. That lady is the legendary Bonnie Owens, who was married to Buck Owens originally, but was also married to the Hag of Country Music, Merle Haggard, from 1965 to 1978, and stayed friends with Merle long after they broke up and divorced as well. With that mentioned, Bonnie was, and always has been, a true part of country music history, as a special part